I had a lot of fun at Red Light. It's a learning experience. Uh-huh. I had the power of, I could do anything I wanted. And one of the exciting things that happened was during, just before D-Day, we had developed a transponder to enhance the signal in the 584. And we're using 584s to direct the bombers mm-hmm. for D-Day, or they were planning to do that.
Uh-huh.
And they needed these transponders. The problem with building the transponder was that a guy named O'Day was the head of the IFF group, mm-hmm. which was a super secret inside rally. Uh-huh. So most people couldn't get in there. I used to get in there because I was building what my specialty at Rad Lab turned out to be microwave cavities, active cavities, transmitters, using the Lighthouse tube is what I finally evolved doing. And I developed all sorts of, in fact, there are about 4 patents that I got out of Rad Lab, signed to the government, of course. 3 of Rad Lab. At any rate, they wanted these transponders, but you understand now, the transponder would identify the planes. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't do anything with that without Marcus O'Day's approval. And he wasn't about to approve anything because it was his stuff he wanted to be used, which wasn't even operational at that time. Mm-hmm. One of the guys went from our group. At this point, incidentally, I moved to the Beacon group because they wanted me to work there and develop some of the beacons that we did develop. But this black box was developed, and it was called Rosebud. Mm-hmm. Rosebud because his first name, Tim McCoy, a fellow from Texas, Rosebud, Texas, came up with the need. And he had breadboarded a kludge to test, mm-hmm. and it was working pretty good, except you couldn't bring in 27 parts. So he came to me and he said, John, he said, how about doing this? So in those days, we used to work night and day, so it didn't matter. I just worked nights and it was a lot of fun. And I built a beacon using, for the first time, the crystal video receiver. Now, I didn't develop it. I forget the guy's name who developed it, but it's in the IEEE books there if someone wants to look it up. But I took that crystal video receiver with the front end instead of a super heterodyne, which you couldn't possibly use under these circumstances. Put it all together. So that became literally a black box. Mm-hmm. And brought it out to one of the air bases. It was a Navy base.
Eglin?
Right near Boston. Driving distance. I drove the thing out there. And they're very cooperative. I mean, they make holes in the airplane for you, stick mm-hmm. the antenna out the hole. I worked with Van Atta on the antenna for the plane, the antenna group. And finally tested it, worked pretty good. Everyone was pretty excited about it. How do we get it now to the theater of war? Mm-hmm. Well, we came up with a plan. One of our guys was sent to Eisenhower's complex as an advisor. Mm-hmm.